Morning. No, you're not allowed to be tired. Those of you that were here last night for our Hope Fest, and those of you that weren't here for the Hope Fest, you're not allowed to act tired this morning. Good morning. Thank you. We're going to continue that celebration. So don't feel like you missed out, but do feel like you missed out because we had fun. Did we get rained on? We got rained on, but guess what? That did not stop anything, did it? We had a wonderful time last night, and we're going to continue the celebration this morning. Normally, on the fifth Sunday of the month, when we do have a fifth Sunday, it's our All Music Sunday, and it just so happens to be the fifth Sunday of the month. So we're going to have the Good News Band is going to bless us this morning, along with our Praise Band and some special music. So I hope you came to praise this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Now, we are also going to have baptisms this morning as well. And we'll talk a little bit about that when we get to that point. But James asked to be baptized this morning, but he's not able to be here this morning. He had a tragedy in his family. So he texted me this morning and asked his church family to pray for his family. It was a very domestic situation, and it ended tragically. So pray for James and pray for his family. Also, pray for Joan Dobson. She's having some issues with her blood pressure this morning, so she's not able to be with us. And Bonnie? Bonnie's here as well. So, yeah, we're glad to have you back, Bonnie. We've missed you. But we had a wonderful evening last night. We had 16 baptisms last night, 16 decisions to follow Jesus, to make him their Lord and Savior last night. Amen. And it was great. The baptism was overflowing by the time the rain stopped. We had a great celebration of the lives we get to join in glory, but they also have redemption here on earth. But there are some, again, this morning that weren't able to be baptized last night. So we're going to give them an opportunity to be baptized this morning. And if the Lord tugs on your heart that you would like to be baptized, we're going to open up to anybody who wishes to do that, okay? And then down to the river, those of you that would like to remember your baptism, that you've already been baptized, but you're going to remember that fire that was placed on your soul by the Holy Spirit, you'll have a chance to come down and touch the water. The water this morning, Jim and Catherine, I had Jordan water when they went to Israel, and it's getting low, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm running out of, not that we need the Jordan water to be baptized, but it's the symbolism, Jesus himself was baptized in the Jordan River, okay? And the Lord did just miraculous things through the Jordan River. So when Pastor Jeff went to Israel, he brought back Jordan water with him, and April found it. And so the water that we have in our baptismal is that Jordan water Pastor Jeff brought back from Israel. There's also little stone hearts and river stones from the River Jordan. So when you come up to be baptized, or you come up to remember your baptism, just like you did last night, you got a little heart, because look what love does. Look, Jesus sacrificed his life for us so that we can be redeemed from our sin and brought back to life. And so that's what those are in the water for you to take and remember your baptism, okay? Yes, Tina. Prayed for Cheryl last week. Cheryl was here. So keep Cheryl in your prayers. She was having some difficulties this morning, so continue to pray for her. Who's ready to praise? What is praise? It's not quiet. I hope you're ready to sing. So let's open with some prayer. Open this service up. Pray for Trina's brother. Yeah, Sally. Pray for Sally's family. Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we gather in your name this morning, humbled and with expectant hearts. We thank you for the way your spirit moved among us last night. The praise that lifted the roof, really, on one of the tents last night, Lord. But the tears that fell in surrender, the testimonies that spoke of chains being broken and waters of baptism that flowed like living water, Lord, we thank you so much. And we believe that the beginning last night was not the moment, but a movement. Not just a moment, it was a movement, and we're moving it into this morning. And so we say, come, Holy Spirit, move freely in this place again today. Whisper to hearts, stir deep places, draw near those that you're calling by your name. And the person who's unsure, that nudge toward courage, the one that might be hesitant, let peace just like a river flow. And every soul in this room, may they not resist or rush past your presence. Open the heavens over us. Let this be holy ground this morning. And let your love convict, comfort, and call. And we give you permission to interrupt our plans. You know, we have plans. I know I have a list. You know how I am, Lord. And I know there's a lot of people here that can be like me. We got things to do, people to see, places to go. But we would rather follow you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We would rather be in your presence, just immersed in the Spirit, Lord. So rather we follow you than simply just finish a service, Lord. So have your way, have your way, have your way in the music, in the message, in the water, and in our hearts, and in the mighty, matchless, loving name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the miry clay, out of the mud, the slimy pit, and set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my heart, a hymn, praise our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock in his care. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's praise.
Our greeting today is taken from Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with the mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted among the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do.
Our accolades this morning, Maribel and Morgan, they were baptized last night. We love you girls. We love you girls. And I got to tell Matt, since he was here, I bragged about you last Sunday. You weren't here. But I bragged about you when we saw each other out. And you like, Pastor Haley, I keep walking around and I'm yelling, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm the head and not the tail. So you keep up. We're glad you're here this morning, Matt. And he looks good. He looks good. So before we get in our word, we're going to pray. This is my Bible. Or make sure we'll say Matt's favorite part because it's the important part. You're no longer the tail. You know, the tail's the behind. Right? And the tail just wags, goes back and forth. We're no longer the tail, we're the head. We look straight forward to where we're going, and that is the path of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. It gives the word of God given to me. It tells me that I am made righteous through Jesus Christ, and that I am the head and not the tail. Since I am a joint heir to the throne of glory, today what I hear to be more like Christ. God said it, I believe it,
and that's
amen. Amen, amen. So while I was on vacation a couple years ago, we were at the pool. I love going to the pool. So nice.
We need to get
Especially now that my kids are older. I mean, do they still bug me? Sometimes. Yeah, they'll still bug me. But, you know, you don't have to watch them. You know, there's not a worry. You know, but there was a little boy at the pool, and he stood at the edge of the pool. He had his goggles on, his little arms. He had those little floaties on, and he was just like in anticipation at the edge of the pool. And he knew he could jump. He knew he could because his older sister had just jumped and was showing him, like, see, this is what happens. It's going to be good. It's all right. So he saw his sister do it, but he was still frozen in place when it was his turn. And finally, Dad climbed out and he took his little boy's hand. And he said, you already know how to swim, Tommy. You already know how to do it. Now, let everybody see. Let everybody see that you can do it. And of course, come on, you can do it. I'm the little encourager in the pool. Not my kid. There's some weirdo in the pool, right? And I'm like, yeah, I want to see you do it. I want to see it. And with that gentle tug, with that gentle encouragement, Tommy leaped in. He disappeared underneath that water, but then he just popped right back up and he's just smiling. He's just happy. I did it. I did it. I did it. I did it. So baptism is God's gentle tug. You already belong to Christ. You already belong to Jesus. The Spirit has taught you to swim in grace. Baptism simply says to heaven and earth, watch what God has done for me. Watch what the blood of Jesus has done for me. And baptism answers Jesus' invitation. Before Jesus ascended, he gave two commandments, make disciples and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You've accepted. That's the first. Now you're a disciple. The second is the natural echo. When we skip baptism, it's not that we're not really saved. It's just, you know what? When you've made the decision to follow Jesus and he's your Lord and Savior, it's not a private matter. It's not, you can't have private holiness. Holiness is social. Now, don't get me wrong. Your personal salvation, that's important. But it's not private. We do it in communion with one another. Now, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I know a lot of you thought of, you know, you wanted to get immersed like we did last night when we got in the immersion tub, trough, whatever. Well, there's another way to be baptized. Those that didn't feel comfortable with being immersed, but also those that wanted to do it in front of your church family. It doesn't make any difference. It's baptism. The two symbolisms, when you get immersed, you die to sin. You go down in the water, just like Jesus went down when he died on the cross. But then you come back up and you're resurrected and you're raised with Christ. Amen. I know a lot of you felt that last night. This morning, when we do baptism, I wash you with water. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's a cleansing that's done through the water, representative of the blood of Jesus that is poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Both of them are very strong, strong symbolism. Neither one of them are better than the other. It is the blood of Jesus, period. In Revelations 1, it says, to him who loves us and has set us free from our sins by his blood, he made us a kingdom, priests to his God the Father. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn over him. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, the one who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. In 1 John 7, he says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, and there is absolutely no darkness in him. If we say we have fellowship with him, and yet we walk in darkness, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Amen. Revelation 7:14. I said to him, sir, then he told me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. When we come to Jesus, no matter what stains are on you, no matter whether it's trauma, whether it's past addiction, whether it's past brokenness, it doesn't matter. His blood cleanses us white as snow. We put on his righteousness, so then when God looks at us, all God sees is Jesus. And it's by his blood. And in Revelation, it also says they are saved by the testimony of their mouth and by the blood of Jesus. Baptism is part of your testimony. Amen. It's a sign of that spiritual washing. When we pour this water over you, it is a symbol of that precious blood of Jesus poured out to cleanse your heart, renew your spirit, and wash those stains of sin away. It is only by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. It doesn't have anything to do with the power of the water. It's the movement of the Spirit. The Spirit placed you into Christ's body. The church is the Christ body, places you among his people. It's like a family photo. When we look back on those old photos of our church history, my gracious Lord, they covered up the whole front. The whole front, the stairs of the church. And just like when you come and you get baptized, you're coming into this generation after generation of the great clouds of witnesses, and that picture just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing. Amen. When you're baptized, Newark Faith Church looks at you and says, that's our girl, that's our guy, that's our sister, that's our brother. Oh, we love them. We love them, we love them, we love them. And I don't let you go. Just letting you know. I wish Amber was here because she'd tell you. And didn't let her go. Autumn either. The anthem made. I have decided to follow Jesus, and there is no turning back. Amen. No turning back. That, it's in living color, that song. And maybe last night and this morning, as you watched the baptisms, your heart stirred, you've believed in Jesus, you've been forgiven, you've felt the Holy Spirit working in your life, but you haven't taken that next step. You're at the edge of the pool. You know you can do it. And to be honest, part of it is that's holding you back is it feels vulnerable, right? I get it. You're not sure you want all eyes on me. Everybody's going to be looking at me. And maybe you've said, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it, but I just don't want to do it in front of anybody. I just don't want to do it in front of everybody. Well, honey, let me just tell you something important. Your face, again, it is personal, but it's not private. He did not give you faith for it to be private. It's to glorify him so that other people see what he's done in your life, the light he has placed in you, the faith he's placed in you, to let it shine for other people to see so that they can look at you and go, I want what she's got. Amen. She's different. Amen. There's something about him that's different. He used to be this way and now he's this way. What happened? And you tell him, I'll tell you what happened. The blood of Jesus happened. Amen. There's a lot of testimonies like that. We have a lot of living, breathing, walking testimonies. The saving grace of the blood of Jesus. Jesus hung on the cross in public for you, not hidden. It wasn't a secret. It was out in the open. You think humiliating that was. He knew it was coming. That's what he came for. That's what he was born for. Imagine that. This precious, sinless baby was born to die a humiliating, painful death publicly for you. And he knew it, and he did it unapologetically. And he had you on his mind. It's your way of saying, yes, Lord, I will not be ashamed of what you're doing in me. I will not be ashamed of my past because you're going to make it for your glory. I'm washed. I'm his. There's no turning back. No turning back. So if the Holy Spirit is nudging you, even now, even as we're speaking, I want to invite you to come. Don't wait for that perfect moment. You know, we always want to wait until it's perfect. It's perfect time. You can't wait. There's not going to be a better time than this. You're surrounded by people that love you, that are going to pray for you. Today's the day of salvation. We have the water. We've got the praise music. We got the Holy Spirit, and we got the Word of God. The only thing missing is you. And you're not going to be missing. Amen? He's chasing after you. So let's pray. Let's prepare our hearts for this time. Pour out your Holy Spirit and bless this gift of water and those who receive it to wash away their sin and clothe them in your righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, throughout their lives, that the dying and being raised with Christ, that they may share in your final victory, that they may be witnesses, walking, living, breathing testimonies of the resurrection of life that you have given them. The washing of your blood that's cleansed them and the love that has brought them into this family. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Baptism is not just for today. It's not just for this time. It wasn't just for last night. Okay, we're going to celebrate you. We're going to love on you. We want you to continue to come to get closer with Jesus with us as your church family. I'm a walking, breathing, living testimony of what being part of church looks like. Okay, I know, you know, you look at me and you think, oh, she's got it all together. She's had it all together. I'm telling you what, my life was broken in little itty bitty bitty teeny pieces to the point where people, even myself, how in the world is God ever going to put that back together? How in the world is it going to be put back together? And it was miraculous, and it was love. It was the love. And when I say, look what love does, God is love, and it's love is here in this church, okay? The one thing that was stable, the one thing that was secure in my life was this church, was the people, the love of this church, and his word at this church. So when I say it, it's not just for this moment, at this time, your baptism, it's meant to go along. You're being continued to be made like Christ through the church, a church home. Amen. You go out without a church, you go out without a church. What are you going to see? Mayhem, craziness, chaos. Then they have no problem telling you what you should be and how you should live. But we stand on the promises and the word and the truth of God. And he has given you instructions on how to live, and he has given you people that are going to love you through it, no matter what. Did I make mistakes? I absolutely made mistakes. We all have. And we're going to love you through it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to continue with our service, our praise, and our worship down to the river. And as we sing down to the river, we pray, if you would like to come up, remember your baptism, it's open. You can put your hand in your water. You can take a stone or whatever you would like. But remember, the blood of Jesus has cleansed you from your sin. Remember that moment, that ignition of the Holy Spirit that lit you up. And yes, I am now redeemed, reborn through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what remembering your baptism is. Amen. It's miraculous. It's holy. It's sacred. It's spiritual. And we just thank God for it. So I hope that renewing that spirit.
down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear that robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
As I went down, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear a robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, brothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
Studying about that good old way, and who shall wear that robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, mothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
As I went to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear that robe and crown. Good Lord, show me the way.
Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
In the seed, an apple tree. In cocoons, a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season. Something God alone can see. There's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. In our end is our beginning, in our time, infinity. In our doubt, there is believing. In our life, eternity. in our death, our resurrection, at the last of victory, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see.
Amen. Yeah. They're here now and they're with us, and I love them both to pieces, and they're great. I want to announce a few other things here. You know how I yap on the microphone.
We do.
Oh, my land. I've got another complaint here. Anyway. See, we have a really good time in the basement. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, we have some good... Well, thank you, people, for letting us get down in the basement and crank it up and bring our people in. And they're loving it. We're loving it. Jesus is loving it. All right? A few more things here. Number one here. I took notes on my phone because I get up here and then I get kind of, you know. So a person is going to treatment tomorrow because we were here last night. Okay? And let me explain to you what happens in the basement. I announce this probably every week. If you know one of your friends are struggling with drugs and alcohol and all that, if they go down to Summer Bloom, right down the road here, right by the railroad tracks, okay, if they'll go there, and then they'll come to Champions on Wednesday, and then they'll come to church here on Sunday, okay, I will guarantee 100%, it's been proven time and time again, they will get better. And they will, the Lord will use that to bring them into the kingdom. It just works every time. And I've seen it too many times not to. I'll guarantee it. I mean, I am 100% sure. Okay. So, Summer Bloom, Love Never Fails. I'm looking at all my notes. I just wanted to announce, sometimes I tease my wife a lot. Maybe sometimes I tease you a lot. Tina gets the brunt of it. And I have little sayings at my house, but I heard another saying on TV that I'm going to start using. I'll say to Tina, no matter what she does, if she says, "Hey, will you give me a drink of water?" I'll look at her and say, "Don't mock me, Tina." And she'll say, "You don't even know what mocking is." And I go, "I know, but just don't mock me anymore." So that's fun. That's just a thing at our house. I used to say to my two boys, which I'm very proud of, Joshua. Yeah. And last night, my other son came here from Dayton to hear us. And he's never done that. Man, he was impressed. I mean, he was having a good time. He'd never seen Joshua play the bass, you know, in the last few years. So we really had a good time with that. But I heard this other saying, and I used to say to the boys, "Things are going to change around here." And when they were little, their eyes got great big, and they'd go, "Uh-oh, Dad says things are going to change around here." By the time they were teenagers, they'd go, "Yeah, we know, things are going to change around here." But things are changing around here. Okay, I will tell you that right now. But my new saying, you guys might as well get used to it, Yahoo for Jesus. I heard that. So let's all repeat that. Yahoo for Jesus. You ready? Come on, let's go with me. Yahoo for Jesus. I heard that on TV today. I'm like, man, that is so cool. That is so cool. I love that. So, Yahoo for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We are free. We are free. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you that we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And sometimes we got to remind ourselves when we're going through something, we got to talk back to ourselves those testimonies where God has covered us, where God has stretched out his hand and pulled us out of things. And sometimes he says, "You got to get out yourself. I'm standing right here and I'm with you and I'm going with it through you," or through you with it. But we have to remind ourselves where we came from, but we're not stuck. We're not stuck. We're moving forward and we're taking steps. Sometimes things are instantaneously, sometimes are kind of a walk out, walk through. But the victory is ours in Him because of the blood. Because of His blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you that we can depend on your name. Your name, Jesus, the name above all names. You're our provider. You're our healer. You're our Savior. You're our Redeemer. You restore things. Everything we need in the kingdom is available.
Amen. Amen. Hey, guys. Pastor Haley, do you mind if I tell them about the experience I had on a Friday morning? You good? Don't want to scare anybody. Okay. It was kind of freaky, but then again, I'm a Jesus freak, so I don't, it doesn't bother me any. Okay, Jesus freak. Yeah, we're going to learn that song. Anyway, on a Friday about a month ago, I was in my living room and I was not expecting it whatsoever. But I'm not kidding. The Spirit of the Lord, I mean, the Holy Spirit just ended up in my living room and I just kind of lost it. And I thought to myself, I'm not worthy of this. And I always, but then I got to thinking, you know, I've had people say to me, I'm not worthy that Jesus would forgive me. And it wasn't about forgiveness with me, but I just felt like, wow, this is just too much. I'm not really worthy. But I always tell people, no, you're worthy because it's not about you. And I had to tell myself, this is not about me. This is about Jesus. And He filled up my living room and I just started crying. I mean, I was just all over the place. And I was texting Pastor Haley because it was for the church and I had a message for the church. And I told Pastor Haley, things are going to get really awesome at church and things are going to get wonderful. And Pastor Haley, Jesus loves you. And that's all about I could get out. And we were texting back and forth. And she said, I know. The Lord's been telling me that, Chris, for 2 years. I'm a little bit behind, okay? I've been here about 2 years. But, you know, it was just how I just... God was just saturating me in the living room. And it was just one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had. Though it's happened to me before... But this was different. This was about the church. And God's just moving. He's just moving. And we're on the corner, what Pastor Haley always says, Arch Street and East Main Street. Maybe she says East Main Street and Arch Street. I'm not sure. But here we are. And God's moving. And He was moving last night. And He was moving this morning. And I could hardly maintain even this morning because I knew that His presence was here. And it's getting better and better. And God's going to move more and more. And you get readier and readier. I don't know if readier is a word, but get ready. Get ready. This is going to just keep happening. And then that Wednesday night, I had a dream for Champions. And I shared it with them last Wednesday. God's just really... He's loving what's going on. And love never fails. That's my favorite verse in the whole world. Love never fails. And so let's just keep going. Okay? Dig in. Be praying. Okay? Just be praying. And His presence is... I mean, the song says, if you worship, He will manifest Himself. And He will. Just keep worshiping, keep praying, keep reading your Bible, keep it up. You don't want to be left behind, that old series, you know, that book and all that stuff, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about we can change this culture around here, okay, for God's glory. We're building the kingdom, one person at a time. That's it was only one person that signed up to go to rehab, okay? But we just need one more. One more and one more and one more. And those ones touch 10 others. And those ones touch 10 others. And pretty soon, it's thousands. And right here, like Pastor Haley says, you know, they might think we're on the wrong side of the tracks, but I grew up in this neighborhood. I know what it's about. This is my neighborhood. I was here before a lot of you guys were. Believe me, I was. Weren't we, Candace? Weren't we, Sally? We were here, Babette. We were here. This is our neighborhood. These are the people that we love, and these are the people we can touch. Well, let's just keep on going, okay? Hallelujah for Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh.
Stand in your way of that truth. That is right where you belong, is in the arms of Jesus, in his heart and his spirit. Amen. I know there was a lot of people that were asking for prayer. So those that are wanting prayer, come meet us down at the altar. We'll pray over you. We'll anoint you. Whatever your needs are, we'll pray you up and get you going, get you filled up. We got to praise Miss Trina. She's been coming to us from Salvation Army. She was baptized last night. She got her old job back.
Amen.
From Harry and David.
Awesome.
Yep. It's been a long time coming, and she's working on that new life in Christ. She's working on it. All right. Amen. Amen.
I thank you all for the support, though.
Yeah. We hadn't seen her for a couple weeks, and then I saw her, and I said, don't you be discouraged. You get your butt back. You get your butt back. Don't go hiding. You
I've
can't hide. You can't hide. You come back. Amen. All right, so let's pray. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for that descension of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that just fell on us this morning, fell on us last night, and just continues. And Lord, the miraculous things that you do in our lives, we just want to magnify it and give you all the praise and glory, because we do know that you're moving. You're changing lives. And your word says it's going to be done. It's going to be done through your church. And you have us here at Newark Faith Church at the corner of the Arch and Main for that reason, is because you want it to come through. They can say all they want to about where we're at and that it's never going to happen. But you know what? You are the God of impossible things. You are the God of impossible, and you love taking what people say is impossible and making it only possible through you. And so we have people here this morning that they think they're in the most impossible situation, but they have a God of extraordinary circumstances and possibilities. Amen. Thank you for the praise this morning. Thank you for the truth this morning. And we know that there are great angels in heaven and you in heaven. Amen. Praising God, because you know what? We've grown the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.